Right, government today rolls out its budget policy statement. Basically, it's an update on the economic forecast from Treasury, its implications for the government revenue, etc. Westpac senior economist Aaron Gibbs back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we in for this afternoon? Is this a shock, or have they pretty much telegraphed what we're dealing with and it's difficult times and that's what we're going to see?
Well, I think they have very much telegraphed the economic situation, which is quite a bit weaker than they envisaged when they put together the half-year update. Remember, we've had two GDP figures since those forecasts were released. Both of those GDP figures were very disappointing. If we look at nominal GDP for this fiscal year, it looks to us like we're going to be about $4 billion shy of what the Treasury was expecting. You know, tax ratio is about 30% of GDP, so immediately you're about $1.5 billion in the hole on tax. And we're seeing that already in the figures through to January. Tax is running $800 million below forecast. So, yeah, clearly that's one challenge. Now, we're not going to actually get fiscal figures today. At least we're not expecting to see explicit fiscal figures. But what we will see are some tea leaves that we can sift through that will tell us where we should expect the figures to look, what the figures will look like once we get to the budget on the 30th of May.
Now, you use the figure $4 billion. Winston says $5 billion. So there's a hole. We're just trying to work out how big it is.
Well, $4 billion is the hole in the economy. The tax hold is probably more like $1.5 billion, and the question is whether or not there are other holes as well coming out of the spending programs.
Are you expecting to see anything from Nicola Willis vis-a-vis the, I mean, they said once upon a time 26-27 for a return to surplus? Is that the sort of detail we potentially get today or not really?
Well, I think we could be given an indication because they should be setting their fiscal goals, which presumably will look something like the previous government, so an aim of getting back to operating surplus on average over the cycle. The Public Finance Act requires them to say something about how they're going to get there. And so they may make a comment that, you know, we might not be there in 26, 27. It could be 27, 28. Whether or not they'll want to be that explicit remains to be seen.
What's the value of this, Darren, given what we've gone through in the last couple of years? When we say we're looking at 26, 27 or 27, 28, I mean, why not just use a dartboard? I mean, does any of us really know what the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, to be fair to the Treasury, obviously, you know, when they make their forecasts, just like everybody else in the economy, they do it on the best information they have at the time. And the reality is the economy has just turned out to be quite a bit weaker. And so the tax revenue just isn't going to be there probably to get us back to surplus unless the government is sort of more tighter on fiscal spending than what we think they're likely to be.
Could there be some good news on inflation today? In other words, the economy's tanking so badly that by the middle towards the end of the year, we might actually see a cut or two from the Reserve Bank?
Probably not. I mean, I think we've been of the view at Westpac that the economy was going to be weak, but we weren't convinced that necessarily would bring inflation down as quickly as some might like. And, you know, for us, inflation's still going to be sitting close to 3 by the second half of this year, perhaps even slightly above 3. So rate cuts probably still are a 2025 proposition rather than 2024.
All right, Darren, have a good day. Appreciate Darren Gibbs, Westpac senior economist, coverage this afternoon on ZB, of course.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.